Oh, wonderful. You are listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And always a pleasure to sit in, speak to civilized people. And I must tell you up front that what I'm about to talk about is this subject matter goes like this: you must choose certified prehistory record superior to subsequent fallacy. So prehistory is above the fallacies that basically the rival to prehistory is the Bible. Prehistory tells us about how civility came about on planet Earth. The Bible contradicts what prehistory says in a number of primary ways, so that the world of people, whether they are hybrid or not, there are a lot of confused people are in the world because of, and it is the condition over time, what has happened and happened before our time, so that since we must depend on the record of history, when the people come along and wrote the Bible, they definitely have no concern for people who would thereafter come into the world and depend on history. They want you to believe in the Bible. So this is what we have going on here today. Makes it difficult to talk about, and it makes it difficult for people who would just identify the record of history. That is no longer the situation. The situation is we are grown up, brought up in church, that decides preempt the history. Because today, if you ask African people, are you an hybrid, is a primary thing in Black people identity. Because all Black people are non-white people, are hybrid, and they don't know it. Did I know it myself? No, I didn't. I didn't know this on that I am an hybrid until I think I'm after 60 years of age, when I started to read seriously and knew what I was reading. Because prior to that, a lot of things I read, I don't know. I couldn't discover fresh information or discover the opposite of what the Bible is telling me. I couldn't discover that because I wasn't reading fantasy now. You know what I mean? All around, I didn't have the kind of consciousness to realize that something is wrong beyond just the little confusion that I encounter sometimes. All right. So what I am going to tell you now, I'm going to talk to you about something that is very, very crucial. And remember, it's good to know that prehistory cannot be beaten, cannot be usurped. The Bible, if you believe it, you lose the essence of your life. You're just eating and drinking and doing mundane things. You really don't know the essence of life because you can't believe in the Bible. And your inner eye will see the truth of the world you're living in, and the truth about yourself. That's just the fact. Okay? All right. So let me read to you this article. It's a research and science research pertains to African civilized people, right? And let me tell you this, that the Bible people don't want this information, this scientific research. They don't want it to be known in the world. See, like, oh, they make the Bible evangelize the world, and millions or billions of people believe in what the Bible says, like it is true. Well, they don't want the history of the African people to get out. They want the lie about Adam and Eve in a garden, that there is no country in the world where the Bible tells you you can go and see Adam and Eve home before they fell out with God. The church don't want this information, the research, you know. you can see the research that I'm going to read to you is, it's not a church information. It is a religious information. And you may say, well, how come, you know, the Bible for religious information? Inspired word of God. None of that is true. None of that is true. Right? And these people are having a very hard time with them, the church people. Right? Because I learn now that even the, whatever we as civilized people, condition that we are living under today, it's not a civilized governing authority. On what, sir? If you have a copy of the United States Constitution, read it good. When it talks about, I think the Article 2, that all men are created equal, and are endowed by their creators. I don't think it's the creators. I think they said creator, because the Bible people is endeavor to not say creators. They will not say the Elohim. They will not ascribe any authority to the Elohim. Inasmuch that when I come here and I talk about civilized legal issue, they don't want to send it out on the show profile. All you get if you click on the subject matter of the audio, you will only hear, let's say, the opening song. If that's all I play, that's all you'll hear. So the African people are in what I would call, we are in a crisis, because the people who came in the world and start writing a Bible and talk about, they're sodomites, right? The white people up in Europe, they're sodomites. And they come in and they write a Bible and decide to, like, shove aside the prehistory information that we have. They don't want us to read it. I realize that they don't respect the black people. They do not respect the black people, because right now you hear Biden talk about democracy. Democracy is not a civilized thing. It's not for black people. It's for white people, and white people don't have kingship authority to be ruling, not even a cockroach in the African territories. These are the people who think that black people is not civilized enough to be on their own. They are going to rule us. That's why they take everything from us, beginning with military, and go out and conquer in the world. 509 BC, all right? So what I'm trying to tell you, that, you know, if they are going to allow what I'm saying to come out today, you get a good sense of the world that you're in. They don't realize that what they're doing is scornful and dirty and, you know, provocative to the Elohim, most of all, to us as well. But that's secondary. The Elohim set up civility on earth. We are the ones that the Elohim created. They will write in the Bible about God said, let us, like God and some other ghostly companion. Like their God, their spirit God is talking to a spirit companion. That's the connotation that you get from the Bible. When it says Adam and Eve were created and you can't find, it won't say where Adam and Eve were created by a spirit God. All right. We will allow them to say, well, then, all right, if you sue them talking, the spirit God you can't see. All right, let's say that. But the spirit God is making tangible people at a place, not out into the stratosphere out there. Right? So Adam and Eve is created on earth by a spirit God. We can't see the spirit God. Well, we have that. But where is the place where Adam and Eve were created, where the Bible says that God kicked them out of the garden? Where is it? You know, any time people begin to get out of fallacy and traffic reason and things, objects, get anthropic and come out of the fictional stuff like you're reading in the Bible, which no academic person alive ever since the Bible was written wrote their name on the preface page of the Bible and say the content is a fact, is true. And that means any subject or object they wrote about in the Bible as true, you can Google and find a place. That's the way it is in prehistory. That's not the way it is with the Bible. The profound things in the Bible that people ought to see, it's not there. Because it is talking about Jesus is a spirit too. Because what they wrote about Jesus, you can't Google the place where Jesus was born. Because they are telling you about a white man now, a Caucasian, with a Caucasian born in Bethlehem of Judea. Isn't the venue of Palestine that they call Israel, isn't that a black people territory? That's not Europe, right? How did these Caucasian white people own all of these black people's territory that today we are relegated to, where we cannot talk about our indigenous place, and it's not being hidden like what you have in the Bible. The issues and the interests of these white people, you can't find any of their place except you go to Europe, and then, you know, they live in Europe. But apart from that, they don't have any other place over the world that they can show you where anything in the world took place. You can't find none of that. Now, if they knew what position they put themselves in. When they decide to take over control of the African people, if they knew, and if they know right now, they would take their time and use it to relocate themselves to where they are a sodomite culture and leave the black people alone, because they don't know what is over their head right now. Right now. And they're right in your face, you know, behaving like, oh, this is their promised land, like they said. And dear God, send them. I mean, they write everything and say all the critical things that dump their presence in African territory. That anytime the veil removed from black people's eye, the inner eye, none of them will go to church anymore. None of them will have any belief in church anymore. All right? So let me tell you now, if you are on Facebook, and I give you the link to what I'm going to tell you about the research, science research in South Africa. You can share it on Facebook. And I am on Twitter, and they have a tweet that they blocked for me because I express cannot resolve. 2 years now, February the 23rd of February coming, will be 2 years, and they will not resolve the tweet. At least they could kick Trump off Twitter for their own reason. It's not a reason of, you know, they don't kick Trump off because of he's fighting against what do you call it now? Well, technically, it's an infighting among white people. Why they kick Trump out? Because, you know, they are defending white people rights. Basically, they're protecting white people. That's why they kicked Trump out, because Trump went against the Constitution. He was not smart enough to know that that is something, if he wants to preserve his existence with his people, that he cannot do. They don't have enough civilized sense to know that. That's why Trump gets kicked out, because he doesn't know what line to cross. Okay? So what we are dealing with right now is that they are crumbling. They would eventually fall from the height that where they are, where black people is like are so helpless and don't know to protect themselves. So what I'm trying to tell you, the position that we are in, they don't realize it's not a fallacy that black people are created hybrid by the Elohim. We have everything in history to prove that the presence of the hybrid been on earth for a long, long, long time. Everything in prehistory, if you read it, you will see, you don't, there's no questions asked. Everything is there, a name of a place, and et cetera, et cetera. There's no lie in prehistory, because it's in prehistory, because it is a record. When you talk about Mesopotamia is there. You talk about Sumerians. The history is there to show you the exact place and who the people who lived there and what they have done. The connection is there. So if you're reading the Bible and you are having faith in something that is not there, my friend, it's time for you to understand that your thinking is not right, and faith and hope is not going to land you into anything that is called heaven. That's not the way the world is established, right? So now I'm telling you a story about civilization and about the black people with the ethnic group, okay? And let these white people keep on doing what they're doing and feel like they have control over the world. they are a set of idiots. They are a set of, you know, to define these white people, they are never a civilized set of people because they don't do anything in Europe to prove to the world that they are the first people who does civilized things. They don't have anything to prove that. They're only accustomed to the few black people they accustomed to, who is helpless, don't read, you know, and enlighten themselves with language, right? And they are depending on that and think it's going to be like that all along. When you look at what is going on today, it is the black people who are holding up the world. It is the black people. But they decide that they're going to, like, you know, control where it is impossible for them to take control. And they are killing the people who they should be loving. You see? Because there is just no way that white people can rightly take the position that they're taking, and they don't love everybody in the world. They love themselves. They don't love the black people. And black people are the big civilization in the world. They are only a tiny fragment of humanity. They themselves say that. They're talking a whole bunch of nonsense that will never stand up. And pretty soon, they're going to diminish to nothing. All right? So I'm going to tell you this story. Let me tell you this story about the Anunnaki metropolis of more than 200,000 years old, discovered in Africa. I'm going to read some of this to you. This is from the research document that is posted online, and anybody can access it. Now, at the very top of this information, this is information, the official findings with pictograph and what they call it now, things like where's my thing? I had my book here. Where did I? I put it somewhere else. Just a second. Okay. It seems like I find my book. Things like that happen. All right. So I'm telling you that this information has, you know, like monoliths, you know, monuments, and ancient stone structures. Right? That shows that the first civilization on Earth was not human beings like us, because we were never created yet. So what you're reading in Genesis creation story is not fact. It's not history. Okay? It's some like extract taken from history. I am dealing with the physical history, and this is brought to us by a man named Michael Tellinger. He lives in South Africa, right? And he and a group of scientists is a remote place in southeastern Africa, Africa. Right? This man used to fly over that remote place and see that something is there and thought that what was there was not being appreciated. And then got together as a group of scientists and visited the place, right? And I will read it to you and tell you about it. If you want to come on the show here, I can put the link in the chat room for anyone who wants to come and get the link. I am putting it into the chat room right now, because it is time for people. Now I have it up in the chat room and anyone can come along. Come along and take the link, right? Where you can see the entire article, right? So I'm going to read a few portions of it to you and let you know you have the Bible and you're putting faith, put belief and faith into the Bible. You're going to find out that there is something, totally different, a whole different knowledge in this information that I'm giving you. You know, when you get something and you read it and it is real, you don't have to put no faith and belief in there. You just put your knowledge and you identify what it is. This is what history is, my friend. If you never become conscious of what the word history defines to be, it is a record of the past. It's like a birth certificate and other things that you have certified, document and stuff like that. That's what prehistory is, or any real history. Okay, it's not something for you to believe in. Belief is not a word to be used in that way. You don't believe into things because you hear about it and it sounds good. No. If the thing is real, look for the knowledge, something that lets you know it is something real, and you could go and touch it if you want. Okay? That's the only thing you are to be attached to. All right. Listen to this now. Michael Callender and the ancient stone structures of Africa. And this is dated October 6, 2012. So that 2012 was when this article was published. And if you have this, they said go to comments. You can go and make a comment on this. And he says, leave a comment, Michael Challenger. This is not a joke. It is a fact. It is a fact. The Bible is not a fact about Adam and Eve in a garden. They are using African existence to create a life for themselves. And they are doing it in a way like, use a lot of brute force, killing, bogus government. That's what they are doing, my friend. All right. So let me go on and read this to you now. Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Challenger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. All right. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts
and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Scholars have told us that the first civilization on Earth emerged in a land called Sumer some 6,000 years ago. So I am pausing here for a minute and take a little observation on when he says scholars. He's talking about that the time when he discovered this place in South Africa. He lived in South Africa, but because of the church and the influence the church has on people all over the world, a place like this is not publicized, because these white folks don't want anything seriously known. They don't want it to be known and for the world to be influenced by it. They don't want that. See all the pyramids and stuff like that is there. It's hard. People know about the pyramid and stuff like that, and very little is publicly, you know, you don't see the world energized about these things that are over the world. And no human being can make them. Not even these white people, no dear, say they make them. Right? This is a serious thing. To live in a world having this type of experience where your existence is usurped by folks who are not even in your class of civility. That even the World History textbook that is certified don't mention these people like they are anybody civilized. That's the fact. That's the fact. That's shocking. But it is the fact. When they're taking away everything from the black people and claim that they are the one lead of the free world, and they bring in this democracy. And democracy is something that they made up. They're not qualified to even, you know, to do anything at all from a legal, Hammurabi's law codes, Gilgamesh, Sargon, Solji, a whole, and Hernamu. The real law in the world is white people no want nothing to do with it. They're making up their own and say, you know, they are the ones who are the most civilized people on the planet. Well, it is well proven that it's not true, but guess what? They are so vile and criminal and wicked that almost they've killed four of their president in the so-called United States. Four of their president. You must understand that, look, these are sodomites that do the nastiest thing on planet Earth. When it comes to atrocity, when it comes to in their own Bible, they impeach their own selves. Right? When they talk about Genesis 9 and the sodomite, the society, the neighborhood of sodomites came out after Adam to get into Lot's house, where he had two men visitors. Apparently they were the gods, members of the gods, and Abraham was very much respected by this gentleman Abraham. He was notable to the gods because the gods are the creators of mankind. And then because we are close to them in blood, because they used their blood to make us hybrid. That's why they were associating with Abraham. And Lot was the nephew of Abraham. Now, they write in their Bible, they want the back people world to think that the Bible is written by inspired men of God and so forth. And these are sodomites. And they are saying Lot went and lived into a sodomite neighborhood. Right? And then it's like this neighborhood was total sodomites. Because they say all the neighborhood come out and throng Lot out. Think about what they write. And we, for a long time, think that these things are true. They're not true. Right? And we have to come to realize it. They are saying that the neighborhood come out, the neighborhood of sodomites came out and tell Lot to send these men out because they want to screw these men. Okay? And Lot said, no. Look, I have two daughters. You can take them and do what you want. They've never been with man. You know, you can take them and, you know, go screw them. Right? So that means they're writing in the Bible that that Lot was willing for them to screw their daughters whichever way they want. Look at what I'm talking about here. Hello, look at what I'm talking about. Right? This is what we're dealing with in the world here today. Okay? And if we don't do something to move these white people out of our territory, and I'm not talking about go get a army and try to fight them. That's not what it is. We have power, psychological, intellectual power. They can't match us with nothing whatsoever, right? And they're not going to realize that they should go back to their territory. No, because they are too much of an idiot to think that. See, because everywhere they take from us, they're still there. You can go there and find them after 2-3 millennia. They don't have enough sense to know that they're not to do these kind of stuff, right? And they reach a point where they are saying, decreeing to us by their AD and Adamani, that it's no law whatsoever. And they still can't understand that. They still feel satisfied that, oh, they conquered the black people now and we can't do nothing about it. That's what they're saying. And it's just not true. Their level of understanding is telling them that is real. Even though their own politician man, Cicero, in the first century BC, says that the gods direct and govern the civilized world. They know that, but they can't attain that because, I mean, they're fucking too much ass. You see what I mean? And they can't say that nature don't work like that because they can't have a civilization because they're fucking ass. They can't get a baby out of fucking ass. You see what I mean? And they want to rule like their high majesty over the black people to decide. You know what I mean? They don't know danger like Trump. See, he's one people push him out. And Twitter push him off. There's just no way you pick up a president of the United States off Twitter. But it happened because he's an idiot. And think that he's, you know, he's supporting the white supremacy people, extremists, like bring them in. He invited them in to go kill our people and all that kind of stuff. So you can see the level of their intelligence. And they're taking over the world. You see what I mean? So here I am reading to you absolutely a fact. But they have a Bible that is holding off many, many people from absorbing the truth. Right? And they are depending on the power that they have that they're going to keep the world forever. It's not true. Because right now, they don't have this world. They never had it. They developed some power, but it's bogus power anyway because it's only because we African people don't develop well enough to handle any business. Africa is over there behaving like they are them with them in fucking in bed or something like that. They don't care about the world at large that they are supposed to, I mean, keep under civilized order. They don't care about that. Right? So if none of us don't care, well, all right, we will just live until we all dead or just wipe us off one day. Okay? Apart from that, my friend, you know, we don't value nothing. I'm sure I value something because now I'm understanding and see that I am value something and I am living up to that value. No joke about that. And nobody know why we do it. It's up to you. If you don't have sense to know when something is real or when it's not real, there's nobody can help you. There's nobody can help you. And your brain is there to make you know that. All right, let me go on because I don't have a whole bunch of time to even, spend, you know, a certain length of time here on this, right? So let me go on and read some more. I said, scholars. When he said, scholars have told us, what scholar you think he's talking about? He's talking about these sodomites. You see what I mean? And you're going to see that this man recognizes his research create a lot of problems for the African hybrid people. It's because this is not about white people at all. It's about the people who they are dispossessing of what they have. You see? And write a Bible to disown the way black people were created. That's what this research is doing. This research is telling them to go away into the abyss and leave the African world alone. But no, they want what the African world has because the Elohim that creates us and set this world up the way it is, they want to be, they are governing that. And that's what they do. A lot of criminal things to be where they are. Now, I can come here and talk what I am saying here. And I am not being criminal about anything. I'm talking about what they do that is not civilized. And they cannot take it. They want to shut us up because they cannot prevail once we come to the full sense of truth. They cannot prevail. They will be in hell. If all of us decide we're not bothering, we're not going to church no more, we're not into none of things where they are purporting to people, like believing Jesus and all that. That if I come out and tell people now that, look, the God of the Bible is a sodomite. You're saying that he begat a son. But how did he begat a son? When? Where? By what means? You know, I mean, most people would think I am crazy if I say God is a sodomite, Jesus is a sodomite. Even though I can point out everything that is factual, that prove what I'm saying to be true. Because nobody ever see Jesus, or you don't read anything in the Bible convinced logically that Jesus is a true character. None. First of all, it's a black man this story started out with. And these sodomites don't care. They're going to make, you know, lemonade out of lime. Right? That's the way they are. They don't have any sense. And they're going to hold power as much as by any means. And any day, it all tumble down. Just like you see with Trump there. They're going to continue to stumble until they fall and can't get up. Right? And we are warning them and telling them, go back where you come from. Because what you're doing here is don't make no sense. The amount of atrocity, the amount of black people that kill and all this kind of stuff, and brag and boast about it, and now they are here now, you know, the world belongs to sodomite, honest fucking people. What a disgrace. What a shame that they would come here and shut me down from talking. And we're trying to help them out. They don't think so, but that's exactly what I'm doing. Wising them up to go back where you come from, the place where you take over from us. It's not yours. It will never be yours. You won't be able to refuse knowing it is true. It would be too late for all I want to know, sodomite. It's going to be too late. And you can cut out what I'm saying as much as you want, right? But who know a sodomite, right? And who know a take out on a penis and joke other men in them honors? And even marrying them fit do it all of your lifetime. I mean, whether you like what I'm saying or not, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it until the gods tell me stop. Okay? But you guys are nasty and ugly, and it's time. Move over and go over to your place over there. Okay? Because this man did this research, have it out here, and we are not free to share it on a network. I know above what they know, because number one, they don't have the civility that I have, or we black people have. And it only take a time for us to start seeing, you know, take off the veil off of our eye, the inner eye. And once we are able to see, they are done, because they're not standing on any realistic legal grounds with anything they do. They invent their own stuff and make their law. Do them not done. Now, so I'm telling you, Michael Challenger is talking in the context of what these sodomites are saying in today's world, that they don't accept. Although this is true, they are such idiots and uncivilized, humanoid. They come from humanoid, Homo erectus. Seeing something like this, that the man, they bring it out and show what is over there in South Africa. No, them two uncivilized accept it's true. And just say, well, all right, go someplace else with their own way of life. But don't come here and impose it on people who are of tangible existence, and you come in to like push them away from their own inalienable rights. That's what they're doing. And that's where they are wrong. They can't learn, right? Or they are unwilling to learn because they get what they want. And you see, if you ever know how they feel proud of sodomites based on what they claim they have accomplished. America is the prize spot of land they want, and Palestine. See, and they get all of this and push us out, and we don't have anything. We are under them. Okay? All right. So this is what he said, told us, which means these sodomites, that the first civilization on earth emerged in a land called Sumer some 6,000 years ago. No, long before the Sumerian started the first big civilization. The Elohim been on earth, almost 450,000 years. Since 450,000 years, he's talking about 1,000 years ago, Sumerian come up with the first civilization. This first civilization that is being talked about here, I'm reading about, that this scholar is talking about, they're talking about the human big civilization, because humans were living in, if you read the world literature, it's clear up all of that. Because the world history textbook will tell you about the Paleolithic age, the Neolithic age, and the Bronze Age. And you're talking about, the Bronze Age came in just after the Neolithic age, which was 4,000 years. So if you just go back 2,000 years and make it 6,000 years, the scholars here today, these sodomites are saying a 6,000 years civilization begin on Earth. And that's not true. This researcher, Challenger, is going to tell you what he found. And that is contrary to the history what they are trying to write for civilization. You see, and that's what these sodomites have been doing every day to make the populace suck in this whole bunch of pus, okay? That they want people to believe and to draw into their A.D. and Adamani. What a doo-doo. That's right. What a doo-doo. That they out there and say them own this corporation, that corporation. Watch and see what is happening. Because the truth is the truth. So listen, new archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joanne Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case. All right? So this research totally obliterate what this sodomite church, what you call them, sodomite. That's what sodomite want the world to know. Okay? What them I say. About 6,000 years, but the history book, if you read it, you know not no gusto. And didn't even need this research to make us know. Say where them I say are not true. Because just the common world history textbook tell you that. Right? All right. So he's gonna go on now and let us know that what they as scientists has found with this metropolis don't work with what sodomite has said. Sodomite don't have the civilization to appreciate civilization. Because then just have a little civility. But then don't have enough the equilibrium, their psychological, you know, soundness is not that of real hybrid sanity. They don't have that. They have mental deficiency that don't put them in the rank of hybrid civilized people, Chinese, Indians, and so forth. Right? All the black ethnicities. They don't have it. But that's where they want to go. They want to fit themselves in as they are the ones with the civilized sense. And all they do is stealing knowledge from us to put themselves where they are. Right? So Tellinger is the science Tellinger, Michael Tellinger, and Joe N. Aney and the team of scientists shows that to be not the case, as Michael reveal and researchers, the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. I mean, this is so profound. This is not vacuous. This is anthropic. This is parochial. It's as physical as you can get it. But these sodomites, they want the world for themselves, and everything is a lie except the sodomite view of the world, man. Okay? They're going to fictionalize every physical fact. They're going to twist it into a fictional form and give it to the world to swallow it into their perception and live accordingly. As they say it is. Ask Tyndale about it. And another scientist there. Prison these guys. Because these guys have, one of them did believe in the Bible, because one of them make a Bible. But they wanted to control the guy with the Bible that he was making. And he wasn't really writing history, but nonetheless, they wanted to control this guy, and I think they burned him at the stake or something like that. And another one, Galileo, I think it's Galileo, I think is another one. That they probably arrested him and take him to some old bunch of fences. These sodomites, they are New World Order. They are New World Order. But look here. They need to talk to me. Because I just soak my brain into history. And see, just like Pillinger is rebutting and refuting and totally obliterating this nonsense and ignoramus stuff that they talked about 6,000 years. You see, I got through that already in world history. And no, so now this, to me, is like, you know, it is the real stuff. Because the guy go on the scene, a group of scientists, they're not idiots, and come out and say, look, these guys talking about 6,000 years, they've got to change their mind. But no, these sodomites, them want some stinking ass because they don't know no better. It's time for civilized people to mock them and send them where they come from. That's what needs to happen. But by now, we're afraid of them. We're afraid of them. Stop afraid of these honest fucking white people, them. It's time to stop. They're church people. Church people are always uncivilized. Okay? And I don't mean in their blood, because a lot of, like the Arabs, they are polytheistic people. They are African people. But these sodomites turned them into lunatics. All right? So here we go. Adam's calendar. So think about this. When they talk about AD and Adam and a calendar, these sodomites, they don't have no sense. And they don't want to stay in their place. They want to take over the Elohim supremacy on the earth, and we who they create dump us into somewhere. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. What they do already, they show up what they have inside of them. And they are not in any way good enough to even rule over them. It's the best they can get. But rule over themselves in Europe, where they learn to fuck ass. I am ordering you to go back where you fuck ass. And get out of our territory, because they are not to take me serious. What I'm saying is serious. And I have no gun. I don't have any gun. But Huno people must go back where Huno come from. A Huno culture that over there. Don't bring it come plastite all over us. Just take that in. Take that in what I tell you, because what I say is true. Right. Challenger is saying this now about the Adam's calendar. You talk about going back, way back, at least 200,000 years ago. And they're talking about, 6,000. That's what they want people to think. Because they are uncivilized. They are, you know, evolutionary product. They are not hybrid. Hybrid makes a difference. Because we come out of a lower being. But we come out like as hybrid. We don't come out like Homo sapiens. We are not a 100% Homo sapiens. We are hybrid Homo sapiens, right? Created in the image and likeness of the God Elohim. Come on, and they interbreed with us. They never interbreed with these white. You know, these white crackers, suckers. The Elohim never, their son never interbreed with, have sex with them. And we get into trouble for having sex with these sodomites. That's why we have a problem right now today. And we are relegated because we go and mingle with these sodomites. You see what I mean? It's time to ridicule them and let them go back where they come from. Because they're just using our wealth and abuse us. All right. That's a fact. You see, it doesn't matter how nobody don't like what I'm saying. Right? I am the one who was into their faggot church and didn't even know it. Because I didn't see anybody in there that claimed that they're homosexual. They even pretend. These people, they even have, you know, a place in the church to make an impression like the church is not a homosexual, like it's divided. That's they're pretty tricky. But you see, them trick can only carry them so far. Like, you know, I mean, the last little squirt of a gas in at your tongue. This is exactly what happened. They are dropping on their face like ripe breadfruit or ripe apple right now. Because their kind of intellect, no matter how they can read, they still fucking ass. Stinking ass. I mean, why should your body all be clean enough for you to fuck it? Huh? Why? No, it no matter how clean you can wash your butt, it's not a place to fuck. So Tellinger and Eni, you know, tell us. And these people are trying to hold us into their fucking nonsense on in our territory. Like, no, it's not ours because they have. You come and let me tell you what your constitution is, man. Okay? If you don't think that it's right, you have to leave us in our territories and go back where you come from, well, you're going to find out why. But you better don't wait. Go back. Okay? Because none of you guys are civilized at all. You're not in our rank, in our class of life. Think, this is not Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar. So if you think Zachariah Sitchin's book is nonsense, here come the research. They find the Enki's calendar. Who make the first calendar? Enki. Enki make the first zodiacal calendar. And these sodomites are come now copying what our creator made and take away our inalienable rights with A.B. and Adamani, bogus, faggot, so-called calendar. They don't have any coherent legal basis to make what they want. So they make up something like turning a black character into a white character and call it Jesus and call it a deity and say this stinking Father God we have he begot a son named Jesus, and they make up all this story about this virgin birth and all this kind of stuff. Get out of here with this stinking fume of ideology that don't respond nothing that is genuine, specious, really specious stuff. Them set up for them Cleve Bubble, A.D. and Adam in man. Gregory, who is Gregory? And who is Jesus Christ? All over the Bible, it showed you that no Jesus existed. Because when Jesus to fulfill the prophecy, he said, nah, fulfill it. You know, I'm turn king, no, not like that. Them turning a bush all about over the place. To make up, you know, clearly don't exist. But they have people hook on Adam and Eve. People believe it. And you don't need anything in assurance to believe. You don't need no assurance to believe. So that means that you don't know, you know, what you are believing in. And it's not that a drunken, a corrosive type of thinking? Of course. All right, let me go on. Yes. So we have Enki calendar, you know, the Adam calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship. Is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, horticultural terraces, thousands of ancient mines, the gold. That's what Sitchin tell us. It's gold mine to get gold to refine and send back to their homeland to repair atmosphere problem, right? So now this is the research that Tillinger and Amy and their group, they did and telling us. Now, would a scientist say these kind of things? Left behind. So he says things are left behind by a vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. These settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshipped the sun, and were the first to carve an image in the Egyptian Anka. Key of life and universal knowledge upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. Below is a well-written and thought-provoking article Michael wrote based on his researches in Africa. I found it most interesting. All right? And then you have this picture that's saying, amazing discovery, a 200,000-year-old metropolis in Africa, my friends. It's not a joke here. Not a joke at all. And I am telling you, the situation that we're having here with these white people that is lying about a new world order, lying about a Jesus, lying about everything, and the world is sucking it up so much. Don't like that. All right. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And this time is at hand now, and I don't have to go the way I do because I have a right. And there is nothing at all on planet Earth that rebukes me. And I am just hoping to see some tangible rebuke on these sodomite people that is provoking. They have killed, they have, you know, all the atrocities that they have done to the African people. The time has come when it's no more. It's no more. And that's my thinking. It's no more because I know what is out there and around us. And I want to thank you for tuning in and hope that you have, you know, got something from what I have said. I spoke reality and nothing to believe in, but something to identify and have knowledge of. So you take good care. I am going to sign out and wish you the best.